Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to blogtalkradio.com. This is your host, Know Your Enemy, on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about poetry, sultry poetry, love talk, and slow jams, and we're going to be talking about all that stuff you do on relationships, how to keep it fresh, how to keep it wild, how to keep it spicy. Remembering those memorable times, we kept y'all together for so long. If y'all want to get in on tonight's topic, the number is 657-383-0967. We hope you enjoy the show tonight. If you're a poet, if you're a poetress, if you do haikus, if you do collabs, we're looking for you. And for all those lovers of poetry, sit back and relax, because we're going to have a very relaxing and chill show. We do the show 5 days a week, unless something comes up that we might do it a few more other times. But for anybody that's never had this experience before, all you have to do is make an account on Blog Talk Radio. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. It takes 30 seconds. And then come over to our segment and send a follow. And then you go and get the reminders every time we got a show going on. And for all those people that want to be interviewed on the show, maybe trying to get your feet wet, trying to get people to notice your works, or maybe you have an idea that you want to drop. You feel like you don't want to spend thousands of dollars and have them blow up in your face, or you just want to get some feedback and market around it. Start with a smaller platform. You can hit us up. All you got to do is hit me at my email, bisbeme97@yahoo.com. And all I need you to do is send me a clip of your work, your bio kit, free pictures, and any info that you have. And what I need is to so I get you the proper flyer, ask you the right questions, help you get followers, and most of all, try to help you get paid. And before we get started up, I'm going to put y'all into a musical interlude to help y'all get relaxed and chilled and nice and feeling sensual. And this is Sentimental Mood by Yuka Rose. Check her out on what's it called? I had the name, I just lost it when I said Blog Talk. You know, I'm so used to being on this network, Reverb Nation. Check her out on Reverb Nation. She has a lot of great hits. And we're going to play her track tonight right now on Blog Talk Radio once again. This is called Sentimental Mood by Yuka Rose.
Sentimental mood.
Once again, that was Sentimental Mood by Your Girls. And now we're going to get into our poetry session for tonight. Maybe you want to get you some wine to relax or sit back on the couch or have you some dessert. And maybe you might hold that person close and just think about all the poetry we're going to be into doing tonight. So let me start off with the violin. I listened to your gentle tune. The chords soothed my mind. I wanted to indulge in your present joy, the very essence that helps you unwind. I wanted to play your chords, touch that masterpiece that money wonder about and can never fulfill. What makes the violin so tempting? Why do men from all around try to feel that which makes this instrument so unique? The smooth mahogany body, the long strands of melody, the mouthpiece, a displayed emotion. Your strings bring life to the violin. But what is it about you? You can make rage sound like peace, sadness seem calm, a cold revenge seem like role play. Your rhythm is mystically on point. It brings life to confused joints. I know what it takes to soothe you, to move you. You're in search for the one, not just anyone. No, you are a delicate instrument. Only a true violinist can play the violin. I hold you in my arms, comfort your gentle shell. Embrace your melodies. No story shall I tell. I am the violinist. You are the masterpiece. No one should tame your surface. You are mine. And all other tamers must now decease. And once again, that's called the violin. How many people have ever had that one person that makes you feel like everything? From the way that they talk, to the way that they move, from the things that they do, and the way that they know you. Have you ever had someone that was like the violin? The next poem I want to read is called When I Look Into Your Eyes. When I look into your eyes, I wonder what is it about you. I feel as if you have stolen the words that I want to say to you. And now that I feel that I'm speechless, I'm thinking, what should I do? A woman that can see into your heart and soul, who can dress you with the sensuality, and will leave you running in circles, wanting her constantly. She's a vixen, a fox. She'll have you tripping off her sensual nature. She can leave you hard as a rock, always devious in her dress and style. But she definitely will leave you with a poke and a smile. You'll never just thirst for her nectar, for your yearning for her will be your comfort. Every day she'll be anticipating for you to walk through her door, hoping that you'll take her with her heart and her soul. And if she wants more, that she'll start a new life with you. No more running around wondering who's real or fake. No more wondering, is it forever or ever, or just another mistake? The queen is true to her word, understanding and loyal to her king. So let her become your everything, and all your dreams will become a reality. Once again, that's called When I Look Into Your Eyes. Well, I know I definitely have gone through that. A woman that makes you feel like the whole world. Sometimes you feel like, can you do everything to keep her? Will she be the one that you'll be spending your life with forever and ever? Could you see having a future with her? Could you see growing old and having a family with her? And then that's when I had this poem entitled, Seasons May Change, But Your Beauty Shall Never Fade Away. Winter chill, summer heat, fall shall pass. in the spring you bloom. There are not enough hours in time to appreciate your magnificent wonder. Flower may grow, rain can cause skies to become dreary. The weather, rain, or shine, you can make everything that you touch flourish. The smell of warm buds entice taste buds. The taste of cotton candy makes joyful children. Enjoying a cup of hot chocolate with couples brings them together. Though in time, their love may fade. Your heart is humble and true, and that's why all that knows you adore you. It is breathtaking to embrace you, a sculpture quite like yours, perfectly designed from beginning to end, enchanted by the company of your supple friends and your masses, they have no end. You don't spring forward when things are good or fall back when trouble comes your way. You are the summer's heat to when it's cold. The joy you embrace can free men's soul. The truth is you're irreplaceable. No value is worth your charm. No mirror can praise your grace. Time may change, but nothing can take the place of your beauty. And once again, it's called Seasons May Change, but nothing can take the place of your beauty. All right, y'all, I'm going to get into a little musical interlude in just a second. But let me first get to one more poem that I'm going to do. And then we're going to check on the phone line, see if we have anybody that's going to be brave enough to release their piece and do their poetry for us. But once again, like I said, if you want to chime into the show, 657-383-0967. Once again, 657-383-0967. You can join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com. And now, like I said, let me get this next poem, and then we'll go into a musical interlude after this. This is entitled, Can You Tell Me? Tell me, is there you with me, a love past seas, a hope above mountains, acceptance beyond eyesight, understanding which even philosophers yearn to have? Can you tell me? Can you tell me, are there feelings that even the clouds can't hide? Are there tears that the shore won't wash away? Is there a comforter that can warm your soul? Can you tell me you'll be with me? For with me is where you want to be. Will you express your inner needs to me? Will you thirst for knowledge? Will I be the answers to your mysteries? Will your feelings are hidden from visible sight? Will I be able to see what it is you want me to see? Can you tell me? Can you promise me? Can you promise me if I devote my word to you, your word won't come back to me void? Can you truly say? Can you truly say that love is not just another word used for the moment, the last of its purpose is served? Will you honor me? Will you honor me as a soul and not just a mate? Words can have little meaning unless your words have definition behind them. Then what shall I be to me? Tell me. Can you truly say? Can you truly say if I offer myself to you that my sacrifice will not be in vain? No more pain, no more rain. No more lies, no disguise. No wounded hearts, no lies torn apart. Can you tell me? Can you tell me you'll be with me and only me? Can you tell me? Once again, everybody, that piece is entitled, Can You Tell Me? And as you know, a lot of times, we always hope that the person is telling us the truth and doing right by us. But could you picture if you had somebody that you actually asked them before you got started, Can You Tell Me? And next up, we're going to have Sade singing The Moon in the Sky on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. If you had never checked out this show before and tonight's your first night, I do welcome you to check out all our previous segments. We've been on the air for about 6 years now. We do interviews, we do topics, we do Tell It As It Is, Pet Peeves, we do award shows, we do playback shows of other shows that we've done in the past, and we also do movie and show reviews. So we definitely welcome you to check out our archives and see all the great things that we got going on. And now without further ado, I want to have played for you Moon in the Sky by Sade on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Everybody sit back and relax and enjoy the show, and make sure that you break out your pens, your papers, and maybe even if you have your stuff on Microsoft Word, we'd like to hear from you. Now without further ado, the Moon in the Sky. Thank you. That was Sade singing Moon in the Sky. And looking at the moon in the sky, it's looking very peaceful outside at night. When it's nice when you have your mate, have a nice little candlelight dinner, maybe have a picnic in the park, or just lay out by the water on a nice white sand beach. And this next poem I'm going to bring to you is called My Vows. Close your eyes and take my hand. I promise you, baby, I will be your man. When you need someone to hold you at night, to listen to you and treat you right, to treat you like a lady and always give you respect. I promise you that I always love, honor, cherish, and protect. Take care of you when you're feeling down. Cheer you up and erase away your frowns. To give you good loving both day and night. Whatever you need, you know that's right. For you are my one and only woman. Tonight's your night, so let me come in. Blow out the candles. Turn down the lights. Like I said before, tonight's your night. A very special moment for us too. I gave you the ring you said I do. Joined by the power now invested in me. Now forever, man and lady. Once again, it's called My Vows. Hope everybody's enjoying the poetry tonight that I'm bringing on the show. If you want to ever check out my poetry, you can go to www.lulu.com and pull up my book entitled To Know the Heart is to Claim the Mind. Once again, like I said, you can check me out on www.lulu.com and my book title is called To Know the Heart is to Claim the Mind. If you like something a little bit more erotic, I also have the book entitled Taste and See. And there's three parts to it. It's the poetry that's erotic in the beginning. Then I have a erotic BDSM poetry story for the second section. And then the last chapter, I have a little kinky short story about getting it in. So definitely check me out at www.lulu.com. And my poetic name is Kiami Naji for the second book. So I hope y'all enjoy what you read. And if you do like it, please leave a comment on there. I appreciate all the love everybody gives me. And I always look forward to feedback, good or bad. It always helps you improve as a writer. All right, this next poem that I'm going to do is called The Warmth of a Woman. The warmth of a woman cannot be compared to any other splendor. She'll make the coldest wind seem like a breath of fresh air. When she consoles you, her warmth will fill you deep within. The touch of her lips can send you to paradise. The glare in her eyes will enchant you. Forget all that's around you to be with her. Have you ever experienced a real woman? A woman that can make pain and happiness seem the same. You'll feel torn inside not to have her, but just one single word from her heart can make you feel like you have the world. It's like she has captured your universe, and you're the one she wants to share it with. Her skin is like a newborn babe. She's soft, smooth, and silky, just like milk. Just to feel our body against mine, I can't contemplate thinking anybody could get next to her. Words can't explain what I feel when I'm with her. She's my flame, and I'm her wood, kindled by one another, tasting each and every moment, never ending the bliss that we share together. Our flame doesn't die as the whole trees of life, only after one moment, never taking the time to share the meaning of life. That's why they are burnt out while her flame is everlasting. She is cherished by the ones that are new, honored by the loyalty that she bestows upon you. She is the light that burns both night and day. Hold on to her and she'll pave your way. And once again, that is the warmth of a woman. This next poem that I want to read is called My Peach. Soft, sensuous, smooth, delicious, juicy, the thickness of a peach. Its nectar flows into my mouth, the taste dripping off my lips. I can't wait to taste another bite from the peach. My mouth surrounds its sides as I indulge in its inner pearls. I take them out one by one, then I perceive where I've begun. Enter in as I beseech the peach, so clean and wet. I want to swallow this fruit, feeling every inch of it as it goes down my throat. With no regards, I must disperse. Until next time, just you wait and see, my sweet little peach. I'll have a full appetite waiting for you, ready and waiting for my peach. Once again, that poem's entitled My Peach. And now I'm going to play another song for you. This is by Karen White, entitled Romantic. So if you're feeling a little romantic tonight, if you're feeling a little frisky tonight, if you're feeling a little vibrant tonight, you'll definitely enjoy this song. Please stay tuned in on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. That was Karen White singing Time to Get Romantic. And, you know, we're still in the passion of love and romance and kindling the fire. So, like I said, once again, for all those people that want to talk about it tonight or want to check it out for tonight, you can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENNY. And before the show comes to a closing end, I still have about two more poems for you, but we're going to just tell you what's going on for this week. Tomorrow night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have Story Night, which is your favorite erotic story. I have a few of them, one by Jessica Teals, another one by Zane, and a few other people. There are some upcoming artists, so I hope you all enjoyed it. And I'm going to even do an excerpt to my work. Then on Thursday night, we're going to do a recap of TV shows this week, latest movie releases, and more. You know, a lot of people watch Empire on Wednesday night, so that's why I had to do it on Thursday night, so that people don't be, like, you know, too busy to check it out, and then they might still be recapping from the debate, or maybe might be doing other things because it's the hump day, trying to get over and take care of the kids and a long, busy work day. So we're going to be doing the reviews of Empire on Thursday night and some other shows that have been hot and some shows that might came back that might seem dry. And then some of these movies that have been out that you really think like you couldn't watch them on TV instead of going to the theater so you don't have to waste your money. And then on Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be doing Poetry Unleashed, Release Your Piece. So for those people that like to spit their piece or like to do lyrical battles, or maybe you just like to have a forum that you're not going to be censored for everything you have to say, Saturday night will be the event for you. And then next week we'll have more topics and more interesting shows. So if anybody have any ideas, you can hit me up at my Twitter, KnowMeKnowMeNot, KNOW, KnowMeKnowMeNot. Or hit me at my Facebook page, Kiami.Naji, KEYAME.NIJI. And I look forward to hearing from y'all. And like I said, once again, for anybody that want to be interviewed on the show, you can hit me up at my email, DISDEME97@yahoo.com. And now my last two poems for tonight I'm about to bring to you now. Once again, like I said, if you want to check out my work, you can check me out on lulu.com. And my book is entitled Taste and See under my poet name, Kiami Naji. This is called Can You Hear Me? As I call your name, my flame ignites. The visions that I have of you, they will spark your mind, fill your mind with fantasy. Still, your window draws you near to me. Alluring sounds taking you down, down. Heavy crescent deep within. You feel my skin in your pasture's milk. It entices you to draw near me. Now tell me, can you hear me? The warmth of holding you in my arm expels my cold. The bosom of your song warms my heart. Your tears pour down my chest. Then I soothe your tenderness. But tell me, do you hear me? I want to run my fingers through your hair, whisper in your ear. Baby, you know I care. You are the only one for me. Can I fulfill your inner mystery? Baby, can you hear me? So sensual, mentally challenging. The taste of your breath brings brothers to their knees. Your sex appeal is erotic. It makes me want to have sporadic feels of combustion. Just the thought of you. Nah, you don't hear me. I want to feel you in each and every way. Cause your mind explode from a sensual foreplay. Now tell me, can you hear me? Once again, that piece is entitled, Can You Hear Me? And then my last piece for tonight that I'm going to read is entitled, Sensual Predator. All right, here we go. Ooh, I see you. Oh, how I want you. You may want to taste you. Let me enter. You must surrender, for I am the predator. You are the prey. Let me begin my exploration. No questions, no delay. I will have you, satisfy you. My mouth dripping, my eyes on you. I'll surprise you. Your tantalizing thighs, they make me rise. I approach you from behind as you start to grind. Arched as you play, as we start to play. Truth or dare, are you aware? I'm in heat, you look so sweet. Tasty lips and fingertips. I breathe my breath against your neck. The chocolate chips become erect. You work your hips from right to left. I slither down your spine, unwind your mind. As I caress your chest, you massage my heaviness. Filling on these chocolate almond balls. To navigate the mental balls. I can attain this temptress. Let's see who's the best. Here I go, once again. I rub my eclair against your skin. I rub it against your lips, out and in. You lightly moan, you do it again. No, I have you. I'm not finished teasing you. I rub the edge of my snake against your edges. Holding you down, I'm moving slow. Up and down as you move. Faster and faster as you go. You're like, forget that, I will take control. You flip me over, ride me like a stallion. pinning me down with your hands on my chest. I felt like a patient in cardiac arrest. You strap me down with your legs. You look at me vindictively like you want me to beg. I think, what has just happened to me? How did she get the best of me? So I flip you back over, rest your legs over my shoulder. I thrust you like an animal. This game is not over. I will make you squeal, make you squirm like a worm. I'm in control, faster and faster as you go. Your lips clamp down on me. Your body is became my human swing. I taste your skin, warm and wet. You breathe heavily as you start to sweat. Your eyes close shut, your tongue lose control, your feet start to clap. All I hear is, oh, I'm the beast that has conquered you. Victory is mine. I feel you grab me from behind, jugging your nails into my spine. I bite down on you, tasting your surface, moving slowly to your large, luscious breast. Taste you. How good you taste to me. Your gentle lips and fingertips, your sexy thighs and curvaceous hips. I cherish you, my prey. Your lips, sweet ecstasy in me. Indeed, you fulfill my need. And I go to sleep, for in the morning, I will make you my treat. And once again, it's entitled Sensual Predator. Hope everybody enjoyed tonight's show, and hope to see you next time on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Like I said, tomorrow night, it'll be 11:30, and we're going to be doing story time. So if you like stories, if you like erotica, if you like zone, if you have any favorite artists that you like to read their poetry, or if you have any wild movies that you like watching, like Indecent Proposal, Jason Lyrics, Love and Basketball, bring all your stories on tomorrow night, and we'll make sure to get your commentary and feedback on it. Hope you guys enjoyed tonight. If you missed the show, you can check in our archive at www.belowtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy. Take care and see you next time.